Merry Christmas. This is the Christmas weekend edition of the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC. The holiday lights are still happening near you. Check to see if they are open, as some holiday lights displays are closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And there are a lot of holiday lights shows around, from Holiday Blooms and Conservatory Glow at the Franklin Park Conservatory, Butch Bando's Fantasy of Lights at Alum Creek State Park, the Holiday Lights Celebration at the Hartford Fairgrounds in Croton, and the Grand Illumination at Easton, Wild Lights at the Columbus Zoo, and of course the Holiday Lights at Columbus Commons, and the Holiday Lights at Creekside in Gahanna, among the sights and sounds of the holiday season. And oh yeah, you could go stroll or drive through your community and look for some holiday lights near you. There's so many great holiday lights displays, it's impossible to make them all. But the ones you make should be worth it. But there's not a lot going on this weekend because it is the Christmas weekend. But there is Cirque Holidays at the Palace Theater Friday and Saturday. The Blue Jackets have a game on Saturday at Nationwide Arena. And the Harlem Globetrotters are at the Schottenstein Center on Wednesday the 27th. And there are noonday balls for the little ones who can't stay up late on New Year's Eve. There's one at the Bexley Public Library on next Thursday, the 28th, at 11:30 a.m. And it is last call for Ballymet's The Nutcracker, Dueling Dickens at the Rife Center, Mr. Scrooge by Columbus Children's Theater, and A Christmas Carol, an adaptation by The Contemporary. Also last call for Not So Silent Night at Shadowbox Live, and Christmas Night is also last call for Christmas music on the commercial radio stations, especially the ones in town that have been playing it since the November election. You know who you are, Sunny 95 and 93.3 The Bus. But hey, some radio stations will have you hooked until New Year's Day at the absolute latest. And the newly rebranded Nativity Scene downtown will have Baby Jesus the Manger at his new location outside St. Joseph Cathedral on Sunday, Christmas Eve. For those who did not know, and it's been a couple months since they put it out there, it moved a half mile west on Broad Street at its new home outside St. Joseph Cathedral, as it's a new tradition of a 90-year-old tradition on Broad Street downtown. And Kwanzaa is next week, and the Ohio History Connection has the Kwanzaa celebration for a couple of days of Kwanzaa. And of course, there are 7 principles of Kwanzaa. And the Columbus Museum of Art has winter art breaks for the kids while they are out of school. Listen to WCRS on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for some Christmas music and Christmas-themed shows. Heck, we might even tell you when Santa could be flying over town on Sunday night. Spoiler alert. You need to be entertained on Christmas Eve in Columbus. Everything's gonna be closed. Mostly. And the Weekend Warrior will return next week. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy Kwanzaa.